The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Glad to see you could make
happy
it today.
Valentine's Day. We're going to be saying that all morning.
You know what? He's wearing a shirt that's got hearts all over
it. I know
it. Isn't it cute?
Yeah, okay. It's like one of those shirts that you wear, like, you know, the guys used to wear, the miners, you know, like that long john with hearts on it.
Yes, it's really cute.
And
thanks
then,
a lot, Jared.
Yeah, thanks for taking the suspenders off this morning, too.
There you go.
So, yeah, good. Mostly sunny today with a high of 67, partly cloudy tonight with overnight lows of 42. Saturday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 65, and Saturday night, now let's look to the weekends with a chance of showers on Saturday. Oh, my God, I've had our rugs outside airing out, you know, the little rugs that you walk on and you can't wash. So I could pull them in. Sunday, chance of showers with a high 65. Sunday night, mostly clear with overnight lows. Washington's birthday on sunny and of course, Monday, 62 and a low of 40. So I'm glad on this National Weather Service they say Washington's birthday. Anyway, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated senior and veteran discounts. They make your life way easier. Give them a call at 365-3793. Well, happy Valentine's Day to everyone this morning. And I walked into Target recently and it said, happy Galentine's. That's a new term for girls giving girls cards. Galentine's. Is that the cutest? With one another way to market. Anyway, happy Galentine's Day or Bro-entine's Day.
Bro-entine's. I like that.
Bro-tine's.
Bro-tine's
Day. Bro-tine's Day. And Valentine's Day. Now, my parents were married on this day in 1953. They have been married 67 years. I've lost count. I was called them this morning. Is it 67 or 68?
And your brother's 70, right? So
no.
What's that?
Okay. No, no,
just
no.
Kidding. Just kidding.
Anyway, we do have ticket giveaways, and we've got some surprises later on, but we are going to honor this morning, of course, with our pet of the week, and Amy, who's in red, love heart dogs. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Yeah. And who do we have with us this morning? Your selection, your pet of the week.
I have with me Tea Cake. Tea Cake, which is a perfect dog for Valentine's Day. She's a 2-year-old shepherd mix.
What's her name?
Tea Cake.
Oh, Tea Cake. Okay.
Yeah.
Like a tea, you know, have tea and crumpets and cake. Yeah.
She's a cutie. She's a,
she's a shepherd, a small shepherd. And I've had a small shepherd. She doesn't even look like a mix. She looks like a real small shepherd.
She looks very shepherd-like. Yeah. Very German shepherd-like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's multiple different shepherds. Mm-hmm. So get
sorry,
that one
German
out of
shepherd.
Yeah. German shepherd-like.
The black and the beige. The black ears, great coloring.
Yeah.
She's very docile with a sweet disposition.
Very docile. So she is very, very sweet. It took her a little while to come out of her shell at Haven. She came in very scared and kind of standoffish and just kind of hid in the back of her kennel. But she's got lots of TLC from our volunteers and from staff, and she's actually doing really great. She's really come out of her shell. She is kind of looking for like a one-on-one relationship. She's a very companion-like dog, to just be kind of like a constant by your side kind of animal. I don't think that because of her disposition and how shy she can be that she would really appreciate like a rowdy household.
Mm-hmm.
But a quieter household.
It would scare her.
It would scare her maybe, yeah.
An adult or two adults.
Yeah, she does amazing on a leash.
I saw you walk in with her. She's just walking alongside you. The leash was
slack the whole time. She stays
by. And I've seen other little guys you bring in here that just, you know.
Take me for a ride.
Yeah, they're excited.
It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she walks really good on a leash. She would be a good companion for even like an elderly person as long as they could provide a daily walk for her. She's very calm. She's very docile. She just wants to hang out kind of next to you. She's pretty low maintenance, and she's not super needy or like, you know, wants your attention constantly. She kind of is independent, does her own thing, but she's very affectionate when you want her to be, or when you sit next to her. She didn't know me that well until today, and now she wants to be by me. Anytime I get up and walk away, she follows me around. So she gets that, and I feel like she would just really flourish in a one-on-one environment.
She would bond.
She would.
And now she's inquisitive in the sense that she's looking around to see what's going on, but she's staying close to you also.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. She would be a good protector,
And so she weighs about?
I'd guess about 50 pounds
about
max.
50 pounds.
She's kind of on the smaller side for a shepherd. Shorter, a little bit shorter.
She's not a huge German shepherd. Yeah, she's a good size for, say you've got a condo or an apartment that would fit in there, but of course for
She's also very quiet, too. That's another thing.
Yeah.
Not only because of her size, which you fit, sometimes bigger dogs don't fit into smaller spaces, but a lot of it depends on how much your neighbors are going to be appreciative of hearing a dog bark all day, but she doesn't make any noise.
Like, she hasn't whimpered.
How old is she?
She's only about two. So
that was the question that just came in.
She's just been fixed, and she's ready to go, so do check her out on the website.
Yes. And then tomorrow we are going to be joining up with Farmers Insurance. They're coming to sponsor sponsor all the adoption fees in the shelter tomorrow to $10. So if it's not too late to get a Valentine's Day, even if you just wait till tomorrow.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and if you're interested in her, don't wait that long. She's really nice. She's a really good girl. Her history with meeting other animals is a little shaky. She does not seem to much care for small dogs. But I think one her size she would be okay with, as long as they, were kind of similar to her and not too overwhelming. Because, like I said, she's kind of shy and slow and calm. She doesn't really want an energetic puppy in her face all the time, I'm sure. But I think small dogs to her, and maybe cats too, just become kind of like, I want to chase it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that she wouldn't do well with kids, just as long as they're respectful and know when she just kind of wants to walk away and do her own thing.
Right. Thank you so much.
This is the kind of dog that, would be for people that don't have one and looking for one that, maybe lost their pet.
Absolutely. Exactly.
And she's just,
she'd be a great replacement.
She's, just getting loved on right now.
Yeah. She's
a good girl.
Yeah, she's sweet. Well, thank you, Amy, and happy Valentine's Day, and thank you
for
Pet of the Week coming in. Now, as we move along here, I do have some really good giveaway this morning. So I want to see how much you're paying attention as you stretch and yawn and wake yourself up today. Many of you, I kind of absolutely, and I hate that word, butt dialed, but I'm going to say it, did it this morning to somebody who called me right back. I was in the studio getting ready, and I said, oh, my God. And she goes, good morning. What do you need? And I said, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry, because we called my parents to wish them a happy anniversary. And then it was Christine, if you're listening. I'm not going to say your full name, but, you're such a cheer. So I've already been to the gym. I'm a morning person. And I said, I am so sorry. Well, anyway, have a great day. So that was such a wonderful way to start our morning. Besides the fact that we started this morning with breakfast in bed, got up early, loved on the dog, and then got in this morning with just really a great Friday day. And we're going to start that this morning, because I got a special package I'm giving away. And then we do have just a wonderful morning of music and entertainment and really good information that you don't want to go anywhere this morning. So, all right, later today, I am going to, it is about 15, 20 minutes, we're going to be hearing from somebody special. But there is a show that's coming to the Cascade Theater that's called, his name is Richard Marks. And he is a famous songwriter. He had so many hits in the 80s and 90s. And so we wanted to give that Valentine's Day package away for Richard Marks. I'm going to give you $15 in Black Bear Diner and a platinum car wash. But what I want you to do is call us at 605-4567 and tell me, what movie was right here waiting for you from? Okay? And then you will...
That's the name of the song, right here.
Yeah, right here, waiting for you. It was a very, very important song in his career. I'm sorry, let me turn that off. Important song in his career. And we would love to give you those Richard Marks tickets. He's coming to the Cascade. I think it's February 28th. I'll look that date up exactly because I wasn't super prepared. Everything's coming up so fast. Anyway, so help me out here, Carl. Just fill in the blanks.
Okay. Well, you get the Marks tickets. You get $15 for Black Bear Diner.
February 28th.
And the Platinum Car Wash, exterior wash, it's good for that. The Platinum Wash, which is one is their high, it's, which is their high, the high one, gets everything done. Okay.
And at 7:30, Richard Marks, February 28th at the Cascade Theater, those two tickets, it would be a great little package.
When are you going to give those away?
Right now.
Right now. Okay.
605-4567, but you have to say right here waiting for you. What's that song from?
Which movie is it from?
What's it, what does it mean? Tell me all about that. Okay. And do call in and see if you can get those tickets. And again, with the car wash and a Black Bear Diner, it'd be a great little gift to give your loved one. And it's an acoustic, so you're going to really get to hear this songwriter who's prolific. He's written for so many other artists. It's unbelievable. And he is looking and sounding good. So here we go.
Okay. First caller, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. You know, sleep, the more you sleep, I don't know, for me, you know, sometimes, you know, I'll go for days and weeks with, you know, like 6 hours of sleep, sometimes five. But that one time then when I get to sleep in, I become a total slug. But, you know, sleep, I know, is helps me focus, helps me figure things out. It helps when I'm working out, and it makes me just a happier person. In addition to sleep, there are, you know, sleeping in a bed where you're totally comfortable counts so much, and that's what Sleep Number is. My Sleep Number setting last night was 65, and I can adjust that every night differently if I want to. And Linda's Sleep Number setting was?
I went to 35 last night. 35. I needed really, just I needed cush all around me.
And when you go down to the Sleep Number store, you lay in this bed, and then they can show you the pressure points on your body, and then how adjusting the bed makes a difference. And with the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, the IQ technology in it senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night, the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. So you can save 50% right now on the 360 limited edition smart bed now during the Ultimate Sleep Number sale. And remember that Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. But you have to go to the Target Shopping Center, stop in there, tell them Carl and Linda sent you, and at the Sleep Number store, and find out what a great night's sleep can be. We'll be right back after these messages with the Sweet Adelines.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. What kind of feeling? I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine.
We feel incredible.
Ooh, I heard about that. Can it really help you fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming our feet on either side.
But can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
I don't think it's a secret anymore.
Sleep Number. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep from $9.99.
Our parents, grandparents, and loved ones, as they grow older, face many risks. But together, we can make a difference. You can support the Gatekeepers Program, which provides support, care, and protection needed by our elders. Come to the Shining Affair, a fundraiser for Shining Care. Here's your hosts and masters of ceremony, Carl and Linda Bott, to tell you more.
That's right. Save the date. Saturday, February 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Wind River Resort and Casino.
Share the love for the Gatekeeper Shining Affair, an elegant evening of entertainment that benefit at-risk elders. Remember, bling, sparkle, and shine. Show your love and support for our seniors.
Semi-formal to formal, come dressed in your best bling, sparkle, and shine for a chance to win Best in Bling Awards.
And, Carl, I'll see you in the kissing photo booth.
Oh, yeah.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:22 in the morning here on Valentine's Day is a portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Institute is fully accredited chest pain center. Not only that, but they have the only area hospital with the Da Vinci 10i surgery robot, which enables their surgeons to operate with less intrusive, faster recovery times, all of these. Learn more at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community.
Well, we want to congratulate Judy. She called in and she said notebook. And I just have to tell you, I was scrambling because I know that Richard Marx songs have been all over the movies. But it came up that it was like a big song that was on American Idol. So it was in some kind of version of screen and television and that kind of thing. So, Judy, congratulations. You won the Richard Marx tickets, the car wash, and the Black Bear Diner Bucks. So we have this morning that's full of music, and the one thing I do know for sure is that we are with four lovely ladies who can really make your day, make your friend's day, make your neighbor's day, make your father's day, your mother's day, your lover's day, your kid's day. And that's the Northern Gateway Chorus. We're here with these four lovely ladies who go out and do singing Valentines. Now, every year, if we're lucky enough, we get them to come on in the morning. They're dressed and ready to go, probably super booked, but probably taking maybe last-minute reservations. And they do have openings, so the numbers for you to call are 246-SING. That's, again, 530-246-SING, which is 246-7464. And we'll give that number again, but first, let's hear from our beautiful ladies at the Northern Gateway Chorus singing our Valentine specials.
It's very clear.
It's all so clear.
Our love is here to stay.
We thought a love is going to stay.
In time may go, but oh my dear.
Yes.
Do you have any idea?
Get in here, ladies. Come on in and introduce yourselves.
That's so wonderful. That's so professional, Lindy, that you guys could hit those notes this early in the morning and never, you know, you never slid off key.
Oh,
it's just beautiful. Well, welcome
for
to the show.
For someone who knows about music, we appreciate
that.
A special little
gift
for you.
Oh, thank you.
Now, introduce yourselves.
All right, ladies. Let's
somebody's
down the line.
Got to come in and just say your name.
I'm Jade, and I've been with a chorus for a year, so it's
okay,
all
one year.
Okay.
So this is her maiden voyage.
And my name is Donna, and I've been doing this for 20 plus years.
Yeah, I think we've seen Donna before.
Donna, yes.
Yeah. And my name is Terry, and I've been doing maybe 15.
Yes.
Yes. And?
And I'm Donna, and I've been doing this forever, 35 years, or I don't know, I don't want to say exactly how many years, but I've been doing the singing Valentines for probably over 20. It's just too much fun.
And okay, this is adorable. So, again, singing Valentines, you can order them this morning, I'm sure, after we get off the air today. It's time for you to book something special. It actually could be in the office. You want to cheer up your office. You want to, for the employees, have them come in.
You know, I booked this one for you today.
246-7464. Well, whether you booked it for me or not, you guys are booked here, and I feel just you guys really inspire me. Hmm. You really inspire me because music, that song right there is just timeless.
Yeah.
And so you come in, and again, you've got your red matching shirts and your necklaces, and you've blended your voices. You come together as a unit. Do you have another song for us?
We do. And as you were saying, it's not only just for our special sweethearts, but also this is also Singles Awareness Day for the people that may not have a sweetheart in their life. So we also have a friends package that some people are scheduling about. Maybe it's just their neighbor next door or the sweet little couple next door. Maybe you have a friend that is going through a tough time. We also do them over the phone for $10. So we'll call your friend down in Southern California. You just sing a little friend song that lets them know that someone's out there that cares for them. So we could sing one of those songs for you now, one of our friend songs. So think about someone who you could cheer up today.
Okay, it's 246-SING, ladies and gentlemen. Call after the show. If they make a personal appearance, it's $40. And think about four women getting in a car and going someplace today.
And a special gift.
And a special gift, which is just sweet. You know, it's a left behind. But, you know, what's left behind is really this inspiration in the heart. The heart chakra opens up with your beautiful voices. We may go out with your song. Let's do that.
You got a friend.
You got a friend in me. Look and see, you got a friend.
You got a friend in me. Your old pal said, 'cause you've got a friend in me. Wait and see.
Hey, now
some of the folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too, well maybe, but none of them will ever, ever love you the way I do, just me and you.
And as the years
go by,
friendship will never.
Thank you so much. Again, 246-SING. You may want to pick up the phone and book these gals. And I hope that you're going to have your line filled up when we get off the show. That's 246-SING. And I'm putting it in my phone right now because there's going to be times in the future I know that I've just already had a complete ton of visuals. And you do this all year long.
All year long, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Those are the Singing Valentines from the Northern Gateway Chorus. Thank you. We're going to take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott here. Coming up, Scott Joss in person. He's going to be at the Cascade Theater with Chris Gantry, but we're going to hear from Scott himself. It's just a beautiful musical morning here, and thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Silent, ever. Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Strict attention to detail. That's what sets Kubota Construction Equipment apart. It's how we maximize performance, increase strength, and give you the dependability you demand. We engineer our equipment precisely at every level. It's what makes us a leader. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 48 months. Now through March 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
There's nothing like it on Earth. The all-new Jeep Gladiator. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our cash and Jeep Gladiator giveaway swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries. Two semifinal drawings, $10,000. Grand prize drawing Thursday, March 26th. Win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. One of a kind with exceptional design. Purchased from SJ Denim. Details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy is just a wizard when it comes to finding insurance, especially for fire victims. They get their, you know, even if their house hasn't burnt down, they're just in that general area, and they've canceled their homeowner's insurance, which we're seeing a lot of up here in North State. Judy is a wizard in finding homeowners insurance for you. Give her a call at 221-0441. She'll handle all your insurance and financial needs. She's got two different divisions working for her. She's been helping people since 1993. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Now, let's get down to the juice. We have Scott Joss in the house. And you know what? I got to say the shout out to you and your heart and you. Always rise to the call. You know, I emailed the lady who's in charge of booking you, and yeah. You were on a cruise, on a country cruise recently with Chris.
Yep.
Is it Chris Gantry?
I was out there with Chris Christopherson.
Chris Christopherson.
The boat thing, but.
Okay, on the boat thing, you were talking about. You didn't really care for that cruise that much, but it was...
No. I did. I enjoyed it, but it was like being on a giant bus, which I'm very used to. Lots and lots of people, which is fine. I mean, you want them there.
Yeah.
And great musicians. I had a really good time playing. The overshadowing thing was the this coronavirus mm-hmm. thing. The first day we were on the boat, it was like you hear, it's a free-for-all. Get all the food you want anytime you want. Blah, blah. The next day, it was shut down. They had all the people were in gloves, and they had to serve you. You couldn't even touch the coffee machine the very next day.
The very next day.
To try and keep it in place. Right. Now, where was the cruise at, Scott?
We started in Florida. We did two shows with Chris in Florida, and we started in – we left Miami. We went to where was it?
Some
wonderful place right, in Florida, right. I can't remember.
Yeah.
And then we went to Jamaica. Those were the two stops. And we got to tour. You know, everybody else gets off the boat, and they go buy all the trinkets and tourist stuff. And But the Jamaica thing was wonderful because Carlene Carter was on the trip, and she allowed a certain amount of us musician-type people to tour Johnny and June's old house that they had on Cinnamon Hill in Jamaica. And it's exactly like it was when Johnny and June left it the last time. His shoes were behind the door. Their clothes were still in the closet.
Wow, the like staff, a museum.
Yeah, and they provide tours once in a while, but Carlene let us go, and of course she knows all the history and everything. So we got all the great stories.
Oh, wow.
We got to see stuff that nobody else gets to see.
And she's a wonderful musician as
she's
well.
She's great.
Yeah.
I played on one of her records in the early 90s mm-hmm, when mm-hmm. I was still with Dwight. And that was interesting. You know, and she's progressed a long ways.
Yeah, so let's tell you a little bit about, if you just go to Wikipedia, Scott is a songwriter, guitarist, mandolin player, singer, and fiddle player, primarily in the American country music tradition, who has performed with Merle Haggard, Dwight Yoakam, Pete Anderson, Tiny Moore, Roy Nichols, Dusty Wakeman, Kris Kristofferson, and Janet Jay, and also has a huge success with solo artists.
Yeah.
So, and I love your humility and your humbleness. You just, you know, and I always love the fact that you come in and you're a walker. You stay in shape because you and your wife walk and walk and walk.
Mm. I've been doing it for 22 years now since I started keeping track. And at this point, I'm just, you know, 200 or 300 miles past 18,000 miles that I've been keeping track. So I think that's probably the reason I'm still walking around and doing what I'm doing.
Well, it keeps you clean.
Can I say
it keeps
that,
you connected.
Can I say that a lot of times, you know, when you hear somebody's voice,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know Scott that well, you know, but your voice sounds like you should be singing. I mean, you've got that.
I do.
But sometimes, you know, you're surprised by, oh, that person's got a good voice. But you, I mean, it is so so natural.
Well, thank you.
You know, it's got that quality that you can, you know, I'm not trying to do anything weird here.
Thing.
Well, you know what, that, you know, 32 years in the Marine Corps yelling.
Yeah.
But
we learn to get down in here where our voices
get down
apply.
In here. That's right. Yeah. Bring it up from there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So how do you balance the, you know, I mean, if you've got like the Wikipedia, how many records that you've played on, you know,
I don't.
Numerous amounts of Dwight and Merle, and the list goes on. And how many records that you play? So you got the studio life, you got the touring life. How do you keep your schedule clear? What's the longevity secret for you?
There is no secret. It's just been a massive amount of very great fortune. I didn't ever have to look for a job. They just seemed to fall out of the sky. You know, Merle hired me the first time when I was 19, and that lasted a tour because I was green and didn't know anything at the time. I was playing in little bars around here in a bluegrass band, and he, you know, he just said, you know, you're good, but we're going to keep an eye on you. And I thought, well, that's never going to happen to me again. So I started working. I played in every honky-tonk up and down California, as you know, because we were talking about Sacramento. And Yoakam had played Silverthorne when Merle owned it, and we opened up for him, the band I was with. And that was way early in the 80s, 82, 83. And Pete Anderson, his producer, I guess, liked what I did, and in 1988 I got this odd phone call saying, Dwight wants to hire you. Would you come down for an audition? And so I did, and that started 15 years. And I just kept playing and playing with him. And when he decided to go another direction, I thought, oh, that's great. You know, I just bought a house up here. I'd moved up from Sacramento again. And I thought, oh, man, I just signed the papers on my house. And you know, I got no job all of a sudden. And the very next day, the phone rang, and it was Merle. I said, I heard you didn't have a job. Would you like to come back to work with me? I said, of course I would. I mean, Merle's my all-time favorite.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know, oh.
I just loved that guy, and I miss him horribly. But that's how it happened.
And you were with these prolific guys that just, like, with Merle, I mean, probably things that fell out of his mouth over coffee was just like, there's another album.
It could happen. I wrote down a lot of things over the years and studied him pretty hard.
When you said that, Dwight, you got a call in the beginning stages that said, can you come down here and audition? Where was down here?
L.A.
Okay, so the Bakersfield wasn't the deal at that point.
No, he didn't ever live in Bakersfield.
Okay.
Buck did.
Yeah.
You know, but Dwight was always, he came from Ohio or wherever he was at the time and moved to L.A. And
okay.
So the Bakersfield thing, I mean, he tied that together because he loved that music, loved Buck, loved Wynn Stewart, all these people. So that became his thing. You know, the Bakersfield, there was a bit of a revolution going on at the time.
Right.
An anti-Nashville, you know, yuck, let's get this music in here. And so, you know, the East Coast, West Coast war started. And
so would that be kind of what we would call at that time Americana? Would you say that there was a term that started around that time with the older country, the East and the West?
It started. You know, I think the wave crested. You know, obviously there's this huge rift between the old and the new, and there doesn't seem to be much common ground in the middle. But I'm finding it slowly but surely. There's a whole wave going on in Texas at this point. Has been for a long time. Dale Watson's, you know, a whole bunch of those kind of people that are just under the mainstream, still hammering out good old country music, beating it hard, you know, and the revolution continues.
I love it. Well, you know, here's Scott coming back to perform at the Cascade Theater in his hometown. I love this. And it's always very special when you bring something here. I don't know if you've been here since you were at the church, the Pilgrim Congregational Church, was some years back.
Well, I live here, so I'm, you know.
But I mean as far as performing, doing a full-out.
No, I haven't. Let me think. Well, we did the Chris thing, not anything on my own. We did the fire benefit thing.
Right, exactly. Okay, so Cascade Theater, you'll be there on February 16th. And we're here to talk about that show and who Chris is and how you know, he's opening for you. Are you performing with him? Give us a visual.
I don't know exactly. I don't think anybody's opening for anybody. He's going to play first. We're both doing a 45-minute set. He is a really great songwriter. They call him the original outlaw. I don't know. we've only met a couple of times, and I like him. He's a good guy, and I think that he likes me. And this Andy that is helping put it together called and said, look, we're trying to put together a small little tour. Would you be interested? Little teeny clubs. I mean, other than the Cascade, I think the rest of them are very small.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, would be old honky-tonks. But
love it.
But it's just us and our guitars. I'm going to take my guitar and my fiddle because everybody knows I play fiddle. And I don't think I know enough songs to do 45 minutes without playing my fiddle. But it'll be a little different for me. I've not sat in front of a crowd with just me and my guitar. I'm used to having at least a guitar player take a solo or something.
I love it. It'll be good for that whole, you know, like not the fear, but that thing that bubbles up inside of you and you walk through it and you're like, wow, you get the tingles and feel like, you know, it's there. It's a good exercise. So I'm going to be right there to see you as well, and we're giving tickets away.
Well, we'll do good or we'll fall on our
face. Well, no, you'll be fabulous. Are you kidding me? You'll fall back on all those years of being the best.
Can we keep you here for a few more minutes?
Sure, okay. Whatever you want.
Well, let's take a quick break here and we come back. We also have, you know what, I said I wasn't going to introduce him, but Wade Riggs is here. And Wade and Scott toured together. Wade was the headliner singer with his group.
No.
No, of course not.
No, no, I was a video director for Merle and Chris Christopherson's West Coast tour back in 2009, so I got to travel with them. Of course, we weren't on the big tour bus. We were in the van, following along behind.
Well, thank goodness you weren't on the big tour bus. That's not as much fun as it looked like.
But we had so much fun.
Okay. Well, after this break, I want to ask you, what goes on in a tour bus now, you know?
I'll try and clean
no,
it up.
No, you clean it up.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark can help you. Sharon has ensured that all of her caregivers are not only just perfectly trained, but licensed, background checks, DMV screenings, drug testing, all, to make sure that the person in your home is truly a person that you want to have in your home. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. Ready and Home Helpers. We'll be right back, 7:47 in the morning.
I live the kind of life that most men only dream of. I make my living writing songs and singing them. But I'm 41 years old and I ain't got no place to go when it's over. So I'll hide my age and make the stage and try to kick the footlights out again.
Experience the life and story of artist and World War II veteran John Schuller through his paintings and memoirs in Turtle Bay's exhibit, Lost Man Blues, John Schuller, Art and War. Open now until April 26th. Learn more about this must-see art exhibition at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The Redding Rancheria pays state and federal taxes, transient occupancy taxes, sales taxes, and special taxes that are applicable only to our tribe. When the Rancheria relocates the casino to our I-5 property, we will generate even more local taxes. These taxes and fees help the city and county fund essential governmental services. The local community faces many challenges in the near future, and the Rancheria is committed to being a part of the solution. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Supervisor Leonard Modi. As the former police chief, I understand the importance of public safety. More jail beds are needed, and recently we added over 100 beds by renovating our existing jail. This was a 50% increase over the proposed adult rehabilitation center at only 25% of the operating costs. Public safety remains as my number one priority.
Vote Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Leonard Modi, Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, 2020.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm gonna sit in my chair, stare out the window and ignore all the telephone calls. Lay down my guitar, quit singing these songs, pretend I've forgotten them all, and let time slow down to a crawl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. That's Scott Joss, and Scott is a local guy that has, as you can tell, a
local
great
hero
voice,
guy.
A hell of a musician.
Thank you.
And is here for his first show, and I'll let Linda go from here.
Well, long time, you've played through Reading. I mean, this is your hometown, yeah. And you've been off, you've played with the great legends and toured for many, many years.
A couple of them.
Some here still on the planet, and some even in spirit, not on the planet, but you've been blessed, like you said. So thanks for being with us this morning. And,
Thank you.
In the flesh, Scott Joss will be at the Cascade Theater. That's February 16th.
And the day after tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, and what are your plans here, buddy?
My plans?
Yeah.
To show up and whack at the guitar a little bit and talk into the microphone, I guess.
Do you have a set list?
I will have probably, but right now I don't.
All right, so I just kind of wonder, because I know for me, I kind of think I know what I'm going to come out with, and I kind of go by a spirit thing, and it just hits me what you connect and just know this is what I want to do, and this is what I feel like. So do you do the same type of thing?
I do that 90% of the time, and it's something I learned from Merle. He never did the same show, and he hated set list, felt like it constricted him. Like, I just want to do what I feel. And it takes some of the pressure off. You know, if you have a set list and you're going by that, it kind of feels that way. So I'm kind of winging it in a sense. And I mean, I'll have a list of tunes that I want to choose from, but I don't know what order I'll do them in. Don't really care. I'll just feel what's happening and try and go from there.
So, again, we've got Scott Joss in the house. That's the beautiful voice you're hearing right now. We're going to give tickets away to a caller here by calling 605-4567. That's for Sunday night show starting at 7:30 with Chris Gantry. You've performed with him before?
No. We've met. I don't think we've played together. We've met. We've had breakfast and a couple of lunches, and I know what he does, and he knows what I do.
Oh,
and
excellent.
I mean, we know each other, but we've not done this before.
We've
got four or five of them to do.
Well, that's cool. That's magic. Now, do you start here? Are you opening here?
This is the first one.
Okay, excellent. So, again, let's take a call here for Scott Joss. And you've done so many wonderful things to put back in the community. When we had the fires and there was a concert there, you came out and loved on everybody. I mean, that affected so many people. It still is.
Well, that was due to the great Chris Christopherson, and they decided when they heard that we had all of this trouble up here, you know, him and his wife both said, you know, let's go help. That's what they do. They are definitely givers. And, I mean, they're coming. They're going to put me in the National Fiddle Players Hall of Fame in April somewhere. My wife, Judy, told Lisa, oh, did you know? And she went, well, we're going. And he's going to put on a show for them. While they're throwing me, they're giving me the indictment. I mean, they're putting me, inducting me, sorry. That's my favorite joke.
It's cute how you
okay,
did that.
I get to ask this now. I've been waiting.
Yeah.
Tour bus. Oh, you know, geez. you see all these, you know, of course, movies and other things, but it's not is like it's cracked up to be. I mean, that's where you. It's a place though you all can kind of rest and get away though.
No, not at all.
No.
Okay. It's supposed to be, but it never really was. In Merle's band, I mean, we started out. We had couple old buses when I first went back to work with him. From the Silverthorne days, from 84 something like that. And he was just wearing them out. They were just toasted, you know, and his was toasted. The band's was a complete and total wreck. He always had a large band. So 10 to 12 people all in a tube like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, traveling. And
so you didn't have your own individual little spots there?
Oh, I have a bunk.
You had a bunk.
Know, but, yeah. You know, and it had been well used before I came along. So.
It's
no, you
so
never
glamorous.
Really knew. But
you
I
took
will.
Shots before you got into the book.
Yeah, really. But things get better. There are beautiful buses. I mean, the star usually has a bus to his own, and maybe the family comes with him or something, as in Merle's case. Beautiful. As time went on, he got better. The buses got better and better. But there was always 12 guys in there. And he had it's hard to be delicate about the whole thing.
That's a great way, delicate.
And everybody loved each other, but, you know, you cram enough people together, you're going to find out, you know, everybody's problems and things and crazy parts of their brain and all of that.
Hygienic problems.
That, too. Yeah.
Whatever.
And you know.
Body course, parts that don't work so well.
Or some that work way too well. You know, we don't know. But it's a joy, you know.
Yeah.
They become your
brothers.
Yeah, or your greatest enemy, either one. But it's all good, you know. There and again, at the end of the run, Merle got us a brand new, like maybe a year or two old, beautiful bus. You know, the old ones, you know, the upholstery was shot, the seats didn't fall through to the floor, all those things. So they can be very, very nice. But you cram enough people into a beautiful bus, it's still a bus.
It's still a bus.
You know, and it's just...
Scott's going to be here on the stage.
And we did give the tickets away to Michelle. Oh. It said here that you were one of the Playboys. Why can't I think of it? What are they called? Surviving.
Don't tell my wife.
Oh. Tiny Moore. befriended by one of Bob Willis's surviving Playboys, Moore, Joss was encouraged to develop his talent at a professional level. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That was a long time ago. That was Tiny, of course, is no longer with us. He passed in the early 80s. I was doing the old-time fiddling contests as a kid, and you learn these tunes, and you repeat them over and over again exactly the same way every time you have 4 minutes to play your three songs, and you're just hammering them out, and it just becomes a routine, and me, being who I am, it was exciting. I ended up being the California State Men's Champion 3 years in a row and all of these neat things, and I learned an awful lot, but I wanted to do more. It got kind of mechanical, and I just stumbled across Tiny out in the parking lot where everybody jammed and practiced and getting ready for their big shot at the contest, and he was out there swinging it, and he was playing, you know, Sweet Georgia Brown, a whole bunch of tunes that I'd never heard. You weren't allowed to improvise at the fiddle contest. You did it the same way every time. Boring. But...
It sounds like you were chomping.
Well, I knew that there were people out making a living playing, and you can't make a living at the fiddle contest. There's no way. So Tiny was out there, and it's like, yeah, that's it. So I started just following him around and learning. Of course, that destroyed my fiddle playing and old time fiddle playing But he was the one that suggested to Merle to me, or me to Merle, sorry, Merle.
Right.
The first time. Said, there's a kid here in town you need to pay attention to.
That's just great.
But that's where I started learning. That was my connection. And he was Tiny Moore's mandolin player. Incredible. And for many years. And opened up a whole new world for me. So,
well, thank you, Scott Joss, for being with us.
You're welcome.
And again, I would encourage you to go to CascadeTheater.org and buy tickets for Sunday night. We did give a couple away We will be attending Sunday night because I can't wait to hear your stories and see you.
There.
And we're thrilled to have you again Sunday here at the Cascade Theater. So Scott Joss, thanks for joining us this
doors
morning.
Doors open at 6:30 and the show's at 7:30.
Is that it? Oh, I'm glad someone told me.
Well, you know, we'll give you a wake up call.
Okay.
And,
All right.
At about six.
Okay. And thanks, Wade. Awake. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So
it's good to see you.
Good to
see you guys.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, when we get back, we're going to talk to Tony Jackson, Grandmaster in the martial arts, that's offering free self-defense courses for the ladies here in our town. So we're going to talk about that and his movie career. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
For me to do my job.
The ABC interview comes after Barr overruled his own prosecutors who recommended Trump's longtime confidant Roger Stone be sentenced to 7 to 9 years in prison, and then he took the extraordinary step of lowering the amount while not offering an amended number. Barr is scheduled to testify to Congress at the end of next month. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A senior Chinese official says more than 1,700 Chinese medical workers have been infected by the new virus that's killed nearly 1,400 people and spread to other parts of Asia and as far as the U.S. and Europe. Six of the workers have died. U.S. manufacturing output fell slightly in January, driven lower by Boeing's decision to halt production of its troubled 737 MAX aircraft. The Federal Reserve says factory output declined 0.1% last month after eking out a 0.1% gain in December. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-506-5493. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-506-5493 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-506-5493 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-506-5493.
The Senate has approved a bipartisan measure limiting President Trump's authority to launch military operations against Iran.
The measure says President Trump must win approval from Congress before engaging in further military action against Iran. Eight Republicans joined with Democrats to pass the resolution by a 55-45 vote. The democratically controlled House passed a separate non-binding war powers resolution last month. The House could take up the Senate resolution later this month. Two-thirds votes in the House and GOP-run Senate would be needed to override an expected presidential veto. Ken Lorman reporting.
A Florida law that allows judges to bar anyone deemed dangerous from possessing firearms has been used 3,500 times since its enactment after a 2018 high school massacre, but the law is being applied unevenly around the state. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Oklahoma is planning to resume executing death row inmates.
The move comes 5 years after lethal injections were put on hold following a series of death chamber mishaps. Officials announced the state would resume executions using a three-drug lethal injection protocol. The statement said the Department of Corrections intends to notify the state's criminal appeals court that they're ready to resume. More than two dozen Oklahoma inmates have exhausted all their appeals and are awaiting execution dates to be set. John Scott reporting.
Healthcare workers in Haiti say a fire swept through an orphanage run by a Pennsylvania-based nonprofit group in Haiti, killing 13 children, including infants. One worker says she saw 13 children's bodies being carried out of the orphanage of the Church of Bible Understanding in the Kenskoff area outside Port-au-Prince, the Haitian capital. The worker says the fire began at around 9 p.m. last night. Firefighters took about 1.5 hours to arrive. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and it is Valentine's Day today. I hope you've gotten something for your sweeties. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 67. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 42. Saturday, sunny. Saturday night, a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 5 p.m. And Sunday, a 30% chance of showers before 11 a.m. Sunday night, clear. Washington's birthday, sunny. It's going to be, looks like, great for all next week for the weather. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. Chuck and Judy Kinney have supported our community in about 1,000 different ways. He gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give him a call at 365-3793. And speaking of presents for Valentine's Day, Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Can you think of a better way to surprise your honey? Maybe a bracelet or a ring or earrings or something like that. Head on down there and talk to Rebecca or Henry and find out just the great things that they have. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, I'm here with a friend and a fellow instructor, but his name's Tony Jackson. But that's just such a small part of what Tony does. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How you doing?
Fine. Tony, tell people a little bit about you.
Well, my name's Tony Jackson. I was born and raised here in Shasta County. Served the military from 90 to 94.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Was in the Army. When I got home, I tried to find my niche like everybody else. Landed into a really good technician job. And then from there, started looking into acting and some other stuff. And I've always been into martial arts ever since a child, and all these avenues and doors have just opened wide for so much more.
Well, you also have your construction.
Right.
Your construction company here, TJ Construction, and I see you doing all types of work everywhere.
Yeah, I'm very established and very busy.
I'm going to talk construction for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, no problem.
Since the fires, and all the, you know, the new stuff that's going on, people the cost, you know, trying to find a good contractor is difficult, and because they're so busy, what should people do if they do want to hire a contractor? What are some of the things they should look for?
That's a tough one because it is. That's one of the biggest complaints or comments when people call me, say I can't find anybody. It's just everybody's slammed, and there's a lot of people from out of the area working here, too, building the homes and rebuilding a lot of the subdivisions. You know, all you can really do is just try to keep calling around and look for a good contractor. You know, everything I do is just recommendation, referral.
Yeah.
I don't really have to look for work anymore. I got so much coming in from referral, it just stays steady.
I think you're having the same problem, at least I think one time we talked, you're having the same problem a lot of people do is finding somebody that you can trust to do something.
It's impossible. I mean, if somebody's really good, they already have a job. So, you know, you're left with trying to find somebody that's willing to work, show up every day, and willing to learn. And, you know, I've always looked at things as there's two types of people. There's a sponge and there's a rock. The rock's never going to learn anything. The sponge will. And that's the type of person that you kind of want to look for is that sponge because they want to learn. They want to show up every day. And it's really hard to find anymore.
Here's some comments from the – oh, you okay, huh? Here's some comments from the – we have this slate table. It weighs like 400 pounds. And if you bump into it, it does not move. Okay. Here's
Hills that did that. Sorry.
Here's some comments. Tony, Nellie is here listening. Okay.
Another one. She's one of my top students.
Well, and so it must be the same person. Tony's my trainer. And Sunko says, the stunt man from Cottonwood. And we've been talking about his construction firm, and it's tough, as so many people have, is to find employees that, and you're looking for the sponge that is going to learn.
Right.
And I remember you telling a story about one guy couldn't cut. He couldn't measure or cut. And it was, you know what, Tony's telling the story now. We're all laughing, but because he's telling it in a humorous way. But when you think about it, it's not funny. Because you had to go back and redo everything.
I really do feel bad because I had a great childhood. My dad, I mean, every weekend, we were building a doghouse. We were building a fence. We were working on the car. My dad taught me how to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I get these guys in their late 30s, early 40s, and, yeah, they can't read a tape measure. And I really hold my tongue to try to be, you know, considerate. But I'm just like, how do you not know? You can't read a tape measure. I'm not kidding you. They have a hard time trying to understand what each hash mark means. And if you don't know that by 40, I don't know what to tell you.
So do you find yourself in not only just you're in a mentoring role a lot? Because
absolutely.
Some people, you know, you only know what you know. And maybe that inspires. They learn that from you. Take away not making them feel like stupid because they don't, but empower them to learn.
Yeah, I you know, definitely a mentor because, I'm constantly teaching. I mean, whether it be in the gym or on the job site, I'm constantly teaching and I'm constantly mentoring and trying to make that person a better person. You know, there's a lot of good contractors out there. I got a lot of experience, been doing it 24 years. I used to work for Palomar Builders through various trades. So that's pretty much how I gained all my experience. And then you just fine-tune it. It's the same thing with the martial arts. I've been training martial arts literally all my life. I've had one instructor, Dal Neathammer. I've been with him for 39 years now. But he's allowed me to go train with other people. And by doing so, I learn techniques from all around. And then I take what I feel works and incorporate it into my own, and that's where the word well-rounded becomes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've trained with so many different, you know, masters and just people throughout the state and country, it's really, really, you know, it's made my knowledge that much better.
Well, I'm going to take a little bit of an early break, and I'm going to come back. Tony, I want to talk about your martial arts background, and then from there into what you're offering to our community. But then also I want to talk to you about your burgeoning movie career.
Okay. Sounds good.
I mean, you look at Tony, he is soft spoken. Unless he's out on the range and you see something strange like we all do, then all of our
I'm kind of a strickler on the range.
Oh yeah, we really are, you know. We look at somebody and say, "Hey, you know what? I'm just the greatest guy in the world until I get here."
Right.
And then, you know, our whole mission there is to teach you how to shoot, how to get you qualified and not get hurt, teach you safety. And so I've seen Tony react to things that are very quickly, too. So we're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another veteran-owned business that we have. It's been with us the whole time that we've been on the air. Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster is truly from the old school. He believes in fixing something right the first time. Then he guarantees it for the life of the repair, whether it's a little bitty chip that can spread or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. That's Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back with Tony Jackson.
It's time, girl, that we slow down. The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Our parents, grandparents, and loved ones, as they grow older, face many risks. But together, we can make a difference. You can support the Gatekeepers Program, which provides support, care, and protection needed by our elders. Come to the Shining Affair, a fundraiser for Shining Care. Here's your hosts and masters of ceremony, Carl and Linda Bott, to tell you more.
That's right. Save the date, Saturday, February 15th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Wind River Resort and Casino.
Share the love. The Gatekeeper Shining Affair, an elegant evening of entertainment to benefit at-risk elders. Remember, bling, sparkle, and shine. Show your love and support for our seniors.
Semi-formal to formal, come dressed in your best bling, sparkle, and shine for a chance to win Best in Bling Awards.
And, Carl, I'll see you in the kissing photo booth.
Oh, yeah. Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. 818 in the morning, 42 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, community-oriented. Located the one branch at the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue and another at 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading. And, of course, in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. Cornerstone Community Bank. They move local dreams forward. Stop in. Find out how your dreams can move forward. We're here with Tony Jackson, who is he's got TJ Construction here in town. But he's also a martial arts master. And I want to talk to him about that, and then we're going to get into some of the things he's offering to our to the women in our community. And then also on about a movie career that started later in life than most people.
Yeah, it did.
And now it is exploding. So when did you get involved in martial arts, Tony?
I was about 15. I was bullied in high school, and I had –
difficulties like every other child growing up. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine, he noticed and said, hey, come talk to my dad. And it's really interesting because he never told me he was into martial arts. He said, just come talk to my dad. He's a pastor. His name was Larry McClanahan. He actually lived in Cottonwood, where I was born and raised. And he was a pastor at one of the local churches. So I went and talked to him. And for a few weeks, I would go visit him. You know, we'd talk. I'd help him around the yard. And then he's like, why don't you come on down to where we're at in the evenings? He didn't really say what he was doing. I'm like, all right. So I'll just come down and just see what's going on. He held a karate class. And at that time, it was at the church, which was off Baltimore Road. And from there on, it just kind of fell into place. And that's where I met Dow, my instructor. Dow was Larry's top student.
Now, Dow, if you don't know Dow, Dow's been on our show before, but not in this capacity. He was the manager. He and his wife were the manager at one of our senior citizens' homes. And I hate to put it that way, but when you know, a place where a great place here in town, and that's where I met Dow. And the first time I met him, I thought, this guy is. I mean, you don't have to worry about being protected at that house or that home.
He's a very big man.
He is a. He
talks like this.
He's tough. You know, he's tough, and but a great guy. So I didn't realize that Dow was your instructor.
Yes, and he and Corrine are both retired marshals for here for Shasta County. So sure. You know, their background in law enforcement is just incredible.
Incredible.
So, anyways, long story short, I started training, and then. The training was great, but I wanted more. So I begged and begged and begged to let me do a karate tournament. Of course, they said, no, we're not about that. And I'm like, all right. I finally got the okay to do a karate tournament. At Enterprise High School, I think I was about 16 or so, 17. Very first match, I was disqualified for hitting too hard. And because it's all about points. And so I was disqualified, and I was like, well, this kind of sucks. So then I begged him, I want to do something else. Can I do kickboxing? Absolutely not. We're not about that. Finally, after me being persistent like every other child, and not taking no for an answer, I got the blessing of Larry to have Dal train me for my very first kickboxing bout, which was at Wind River. I was one of the very first fights at Wind River back in the early 90s. And from there, I had a short kickboxing career and had quite a few fights. Did okay. I mean, I was an amateur licensed fighter at that time. And then I went to the military, came home, got a job like everybody else, and continued my martial arts. And then just kept working my way up through the ranks. And just this last year, I finally received my my master's ranking. So I'm
now, in which school was this?
I'm like I said, I train with Dow. We don't really have a school.
Okay.
I just train with him. It's part of a Jukokai organization. It's based out of New Brunsfeld, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Rod Sarkanowski founded it back in the 60s. And so he's my Soki. We all train directly under him. And this is nationwide, students from all over the nation.
Sure.
It's pretty much just kind of like a group. And we all associate under this Jukokai. And I go back to Texas every year for training. And it's a 2-day training seminar. You learn from different masters and this and that. But we're world recognized, and it's pretty cool to be part of such a big organization that's nationwide.
And okay, so and we talked a little bit about this during the break, that a master means you have to have accomplished what?
Basically, it's just I've accomplished so many different levels of martial arts. I got belts in different styles, obviously. But not only that, but I also how I present myself as a person. I'm a positive to the community as far as I don't go causing fights and doing this. I try to help people, bring them together. I run my own school. Even when I have students come to me that are bullied, I get a lot of kids coming who have been bullied. I try to teach them how to counter-bully without being aggressive. And that probably is like, well, how do you do that? Well, you don't have to hit somebody to, defend yourself. There's other ways. And I try to teach them how to be more proactive, I guess, when a bully attacks them. You don't really have to start you know, going hand-to-hand fight. You can do different blocks, grabs, restraints. That's where I'm also, you know, been training Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu under the Rice brothers. I've had several tournaments with them. And, you know, when you become well-rounded, you know, meaning I can do stand-up fighting and I can do ground fighting. That brings me all together. I can do it all. And, you know, I just incorporate this into all my teachings and students. So when somebody comes to me and said, hey, how do I protect myself? Well, I teach them how to protect themselves without really wanting to go and fight. I mean,
well, I've been at a dinner party with people I've been working with Dow. And somebody says, you know what I learned? I said, what? He says, put your hand on my shoulder.
Yep.
And I went, okay. Or put your hand on my chest. Like, and I went, okay. I mean, I know it's coming, but I just wanted to see it. Technique was great, you know, keeps you from ever grabbing somebody again.
Right.
And the pressure and the ability to keep a person at arm's length, essentially, and that's what you're doing, without hitting anybody, without getting hit, and all that. So what's the name of your school?
TJ Juku Kai Martial Arts.
Okay. We want to make sure, and we're going to get that out, and now people can get a hold of you. But I think that's very important what you just said, Tony. You know, anything you read about martial arts or the art of self-defense is last resort. That you're going to, you know, that you should avoid, find ways of diffusing it. And that sounds like what you're teaching your students is just, you know, diffuse it. You don't need to get in a fight. You can, like, through a block or a hold, just leave me alone here, buddy.
Well, just like you said, you know, you put your hand on Dal, he restrained you without hitting you.
Yeah.
There's so many different body locks and pressure points. You can subdue somebody fairly easy if you know how to manipulate the body. And that's where, you know, Dal showed you.
Well, this is one of Dal's. Somebody was working out with Dal.
Oh, gotcha.
Considerably, you know, smaller than I am, but he wanted to show me, and he was just really excited about it. And because I know Dal, and right. So here's a person that has learned this move, among others, to defend himself without getting into an altercation, end up rolling around on the ground. We're here with Tony Jackson. The name of your school one more time is?
TJ Juku Kai Martial Arts.
Okay. When we come back, I want to talk about this offer you have for the women.
Absolutely.
In Reading. I want to talk about that. And then from there, I want to go into this movie career that started, you know, started small.
Just blindsided me.
And then just has, like I said, has exploded. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, the only place that Linda and I would go to buy a gun. Because one, he has a great selection. Two, he has all the accessories, the ammo and everything. But the main thing they have is customer service. When you walk in there, they're there to help you. They don't care if you've never held a gun before in your life or that you are an expert. They're there to help. And they've got, they can meet or beat the big box stores in price. And they're great people. Bastiani Arms. You can give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Tony Jackson.
Shadows grow so long before my eyes, and they're moving across the page. Suddenly the day turns into night, far away from the city.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. the music that's brought in. What a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air, and the number of local shows we have here has gone up to at least, let me see, 12, 13 shows, local shows that people are on, and we hear all viewpoints from all areas, and we welcome that on our show. Whether we agree with you or not, you're always going to have the chance to express your viewpoints. Because that's just really what a community radio station should do, is open it up to everybody. 8:33 in the morning, 41 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition has been in our community since 1982. When they say they've got 100% certified organic produce or meat, they mean it. They know. They've seen the studies. They know that that ground is organic. They know that the crops are raised organically. Nothing's added. They know that they've been processed in places that are 100% organic, not just partially, not mostly, but 100%. Best in the North State so many times, I can't even keep count, but at least 13 that I know of. Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square. We'll talk about Cypress Square Barbershop later. Hey, we're here with Tony Jackson. Tony has a number of irons in the fire. His course is a construction company, TJ Construction. But then we talked about his martial arts career. He's a master in his discipline, and it's an internationally known discipline that I can't pronounce right now. You can feel free to hop in and help me out in this, Tony. But and he talks about helping young people learn how to defend themselves, but also how to avoid confrontations, but how to protect themselves if they're bullied. And you gave a great example during the break where a kid was attacked and just using an arm bar puts the other kid on the ground and just holds him there. He didn't hit him. He didn't do anything. He just stopped the attack. And like you said, it was kind of that proud papa moment. He did what he was supposed to do. He didn't take advantage. He didn't dislocate an arm. He didn't do anything. He just stopped being attacked.
Right, because, I mean, yeah, this other child had him pinned up against the wall, and my student, you know, just turned it around on him. And once he got him on the ground, he politely asked, "Are we done?" I mean, no violence other than, I mean, taking him down the ground and just stopping the action before getting any further. So
in a defensive move. Now, you're offering something to our to the ladies in town, to the women in town. Can you talk about that?
Right. I've been doing these ladies' defense classes for quite a while, and sometimes I mix them. I'll do a full day of training where I'll go half day on the gun range. I'll teach them basic gun, and then I'll teach them basic self-defense in my school. So that turns into an eight-hour day. But what I also do is a two-hour ladies' defense class. It's been really big on attendance. This one, I just did one a month ago, and I got a phone call from one of the ladies said, "Hey, that class was really great. Can we do it again? I have a whole new group of ladies who want to do it." So I'm like, sure. And it's normally $20 a person. But then I said, you know what, let's just go crazy. Let's just make it free. And, boy, the doors opened up because, I mean, it just makes it easier for everybody to come, obviously.
Right.
So February 22nd at the Rice Brothers Jiu-Jitsu School. That's where I train out of as well.
And where's that?
That is off 2445 Athens Avenue.
Yeah, okay. I know where that's at.
Yep. I will be there teaching this class from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And it's open to everyone. It's free of charge. What I do is just teach basic self-defense. And then I get into a little bit of choke escapes and some ground stuff. So if somebody has you pinned down on the ground, how to, you know, fairly easy. You don't have to be strong. How to escape. One of my top students right now, she's a very petite woman. And I'm 220 pounds, and she can throw me. I mean, it's all about knowing body mechanics.
We just had a caller call in, Tony, and said, please repeat your contact information. People are driving. They're mesmerized by what you're teaching, what you're doing, would like to make contact, perhaps sign up for classes. So contact information.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, so you can call me at area code 530-941-9069. And if I don't answer, obviously, just leave a message because I don't always have my phone on me. I teach out of the Rice Brothers Jiu-Jitsu Gym. We decided to partner up over a year ago and just share the same building. So I teach stand-up. Obviously, they teach ground.
Can you tell us where that's located?
That is at 2445 Athens Avenue.
And it's Rice?
Rice Brothers Jiu-Jitsu.
Like Rice the E?
Yes.
R-I-C-E.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It's just been a great partnership. I've known them all my life, literally. I grew up with their father. He was part of my martial arts upbringing. And I trained jiu-jitsu with them. Matthew Rice, one of the instructors, he's actually my instructor, and he's been my instructor for years. It's really made everything so much better for me.
Okay, can you give some examples of what you're talking about for the women to be able to, if somebody comes up and puts their hand on them, I mean, can you give examples of what you teach them?
It's just like if somebody had a hold of your throat. You can do this simple move like pottery, like you're bringing your hands up and then out. It's kind of hard to demonstrate over the radio, but if you can imagine kind of like how you would sculpt a pot, bring your hands up, bring them down. Just that simple movement with a little bit of force, and it doesn't take much. That's enough to break the grip to where you can at least get some air, start thinking about your next move. Because this stuff happens so fast. That's why I encourage training all the time, you know. I hold these classes, and they're great. I'll have, you know, several people show up, but then I'll never see them again. And I get it. Life's busy, but you got to train. I mean, you want to train so much that you don't have to think about it. It just becomes second nature because if somebody does grab you, it happens so fast, you don't have time. Okay, what do I do? You don't have time for that. You got to just react to what you've been taught. in order to survive, because otherwise, if you got to sit there and think, it's done. You're finished.
Yeah, it's going to be muscle memory that just automatically you do it. It's
exactly.
The same thing when you're teaching firearms.
Exactly.
You know, if you're not practicing, then, you know, maybe you shouldn't carry it.
I'm looking at you. You've got two cell phones out on the granite table, and they both look like they've been in the dirt.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I work construction, so. And
well, I just thought maybe, you know, rolling around the ground, you know.
Yeah, I got my work phone and my personal phone. I had to separate my phone. My phone just rings nonstop, and it was literally just I couldn't do it anymore. I mean, all night long on the weekends. So I just separated everything. So I have my personal number, which obviously I don't give out, but my work number, that's the one I give out, and I feed through my work calls. So.
Tony, the classes that you're teaching, it's going to be February 22nd.
Yes.
It's going to be free to anybody that shows up.
Yes.
Now, for the women. It's
yes.
A women's only class.
Yes.
But you give it on other times too.
I do, and it pretty much depends on my schedule. Obviously, I don't have no set schedule as far as when I can say a class is going to happen. I'll just look at my calendar and say, "Oh, I got this block open, so let's go ahead and just see if we can get a spark enough interest to do a class."
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm so busy with work, movies. I'm getting ready to leave here in a couple weeks, start a movie. And I don't know how long I'm going to really be gone. You know, it's just, start filming another one in April. It's just for the next few months, I'm going to be in and out.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this. Here's a Cottonwood kid that, grew up in Cottonwood.
Be a good nickel for you, Cottonwood kid.
Yeah.
The Cottonwood
be
kid.
Be my ring name.
Yeah, the Cottonwood kid. And went off in the Army for 4 years. You spent it in Germany.
Yes.
I guess, or most of it there.
Yeah.
Came back home, started your own business. You've been in martial arts since you were 15. Okay, I mean, you know, that happens. How did you get into movies?
It was just blind luck, I guess. I had some friends that were stuntmen. I love movies like everybody else. I mean, I just love movies. And so I'd always ask them, because they were big-time stuntmen. I mean,
these are the guys from Shingletown.
They are.
Yeah.
You know, they've doubled for The Rock. They've doubled for Schwarzenegger. They've done.
So you figure out how big these guys are.
Yeah, they're, oh,
they're
yeah,
big boys.
They're big boys. And, you know, so I was always, you know, just like, oh, my gosh, how was that set? Well, I've always wanted to know what it was like being on set. You know, their dad was Tom Selleck's stunt double during Magnum P.I. Plus, he's been in hundreds of other movies. So I kind of got into a little bit there. One of the brothers helped me get in. I just did a little bit of background stuff. But then nothing ever happened because, I mean, I don't have an agent. I didn't have any doors. I didn't know how to do this, right? I mean, I'm from, you know, Redding, California. Yeah, Cottonwood, Redding. I mean, who does this type of stuff? Several years ago, when my life wasn't so crazy, I was doing gun competitions. I was training tactical out there doing tactical training. I was posting a lot of videos on Facebook of my training, my competitions. I get a phone call one day, or an email, excuse me, saying, hey, you look like you're pretty good with guns. Do you want to run around and shoot some people as a commando in a movie? I was like, okay, you're kidding, right? I was like, sure, let's do it. So I waited for a few weeks. I get another phone call, same person. He said, hey, one of our main actors fell through on this big fight scene that we're doing. Can you fight? And I go, I can fight. And I understood the difference because screen fighting is way different than real life fighting or points fighting. It's huge. And so I'll backtrack on something else here in a minute. But so I showed up to set one day. I met this choreographer. He was just a phenomenal, lightning fast. And I was nervous as heck. I'm like, man, how am I going to keep up with this guy? But he and I just hit it off. And we would choreograph one or two takes. Our fight scene was done. I spent more time sitting in the chair waiting to be called back than I did actually doing our stuff because we flowed. And there was at one point the director said, you guys are kind of going a little too fast with our punches, kicks, and blocks. He goes, can you slow it down just a little bit? I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool to hear. So anyways, from there on, the door just opened. It just
was this a local director here?
Yes.
We all know?
Yeah.
Well, Rene Perez.
Right.
Okay. Then just done a couple of films with
right.
him.
Right. So from there.
Talking about John?
Yes, John Azzuno.
I just love his spirit and energy. That guy is got peaceful karma all around him.
He's the nicest guy in the world, and it's really inspired me to, you know, just try to look at things even better. Because, yeah, you just 2 minutes around this guy, and he just sucks you in with his kindness. It's just he really, really is the nicest guy in the world. And it's just like
serene.
Yeah, today is Mr. Rogers, you know. It's like, How do you do it?
But yet he is a martial arts master.
He's a master.
He holds the Guinness Book of World Record, and I could be wrong at this, but I do know the number is around 751 to 754 punches in 1 minute.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, his speed.
But Linda says, what a truly
nice guy. He's a peaceful warrior, is what he is.
Yes.
So, you know, he's probably mastered that somehow in his life, so you want to be around him more because of that. So he came in and he inspired you.
But let's take a quick break, and then we can go back into then, now, you know, from that spot and then where you are now. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business. It's man's last stronghold. I'm calling them today at 244-9478, trying to get a haircut before the weekend. Hopefully that they'll have an opening there for me. It's a great place. The only place I've ever gotten a haircut up here in Northern California. Okay, we'll be right back with Tony Jackson and talking about how his film career has just gone bonkers here. 8:45 in the morning, 42 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
I've been waiting for you, I'm pretending, and that's all I can do. The love I'm spending ain't making it through to your heart. You've been hiding.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit 5starbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on her way getting ready for the Go Red Luncheon today. Shasta Regional Medical Center is hosting. There's going to be a number of speakers there today talking about women's issues, again, you know, heart and other ailments related to women. Today, it's going to go up to 67. It's going to be pretty nice Saturday night. Looks like we could get a chance of rain, but the rest of the next week from Washington Birthday on is going to be beautiful. Well, the report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Always discounts for seniors and veterans. And the Fight for Liberty Town Hall, Saturday, February the 15th at 4 p.m. The doors open at 3 p.m. at the Anderson's Veterans Hall at 3210 West Center Street. It's going to have the main speakers will be Mark Baird and Patrick Jones. Dr. Paul Tanuka will also be there, and he'll be speaking too. Hopefully that we'll have some kind of announcement or answer about the that travesty that Lassen County did by listing him as a Democrat instead of an independent. I mean, the man's running as an independent, and they listed him as a Democrat in the ballots. I mean, this is just that is a extremely damaging thing to do to a candidate. You know, I mean, Democrats don't get a lot of votes. I mean, you list somebody as a Democrat, you have this idea of this is what they're thinking. Well, Paul Tanuka doesn't think like that. So hopefully that there'll be something done to fix this. I'm here with Tony Jackson, and we've been talking about started off with his construction company, but that's not what I brought him in here for, but I thought people needed to know. But then into his martial arts, where he is a master in martial arts. He teaches down to
Rice Brothers, Jiu-Jitsu.
Rice Brothers on Athens Avenue. Yeah. And he's offered a free ladies-only class on self-defense. It's a two-hour class. It's going to be February 22nd.
Yep.
We'll give you the phone number and everything again a little bit later. But then we talked about his burgeoning movie career that started out in Rene Perez Films. And you still work with Renee.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm forever thankful for Renee.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this guy does a lot of movies up here in Northern California and in Redding. In fact, you'll see the Sundial Bridge and other places in the movies. Now you've gone on. I mean, you're working all the time, and not just for Renee, but for many other directors.
Yeah, the door's open. I've got other people, other producers, and calling me and offering me stuff. And, yeah, it's just crazy that this whole door opened, and I'm very thankful and very, very lucky to be living the dream.
So, for the movies, it's word of mouth between a lot of directors, I'm sure. They're looking for a certain type. You know, you get into these certain types they look for.
Exactly.
That have the capabilities they're looking for. So you've obviously made your bones in the smaller movies. So, but they're looking for somebody that can follow directions, that knows how to fight, and can actually read dialogue.
Yeah, I mean, I've been working with an acting coach too for last almost 2 years now, Denise Poole. And she's amazing. She's actually was in my latest movie, Cabal, and she killed it. She was amazing. Just to see her, because I talk to her all the time. I've never really worked with her, and then to see her on set and transform into this character, just instant. I mean, I was like, okay, that's where I need to be. And, I'm a work in progress. I didn't expect any of this to ever happen. But I'm just taking it up while I can, I mean, it happened so late in life. I mean, not saying that I'm ancient, but, I'll be 50 in April. So
yeah.
To have this happen at the time it did, I asked my family all the time, why did this happen now? Well, when I was 30, obviously I can move a lot better. I was faster. I was more flexible. I still do well, but... Mm-hmm. Why now?
You didn't have the look then.
Apparently not. I didn't have that old man rugged look.
You know? Yeah. There you go. The Marlboro guy. Yeah. So what's the next movie you're going to, Tony?
I got one coming up that I can talk about. It's called Demon Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thriller, horror type action about a priest on the quest to help this family who has a demonic possession. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of The Exorcist along with the movie The Priest. I got a pretty good part in it, some fighting, and you know, I've been training for that. I'm in the gym working out. I head out of town, you know, every couple of weeks to work with the choreographer. Because you know, the stuff that
let's talk about the fights, because if this thing isn't perfectly choreographed, somebody's going to get hurt.
It can, yes. And you know, the thing with you know, Master John Ozuna, who I've co-starred with in several films, and he's done a lot of choreography. Our latest film that's actually ready for pre-order right now on iTunes, you mm-hmm. can order that right now. It's called Cabal. I co-starred in that. I played a character, a satanic killer called Salos. I just went around murdering people, and he was the hero to take me down. He and I had a few fight scenes throughout this movie. And then if you see this movie, I'm telling you right now, a lot of that stuff was real. I mean, we would really kick each other. We would really hit each other because a lot of actors don't do this. A lot of it is, you know, fake.
Yeah.
But
you can't get Brad Pitt. You get his nose busted
right.
In the
well,
seat,
right. And we never did any real punches to the face, but to the body and stuff, that's real. And we decided to do this because we're so comfortable with each other and we just know how each other works, you know. It just works well on camera. And, yes, I mean, we'll take a punch or a kick or something. We got to sit down for a second, catch our breath, because, I mean, it does sting. I just previewed Cabal. I just got a copy of it. And I'm telling you, this is one of the best fight scenes I've done. And I'm sitting there going, man, I remember that kick. It was real. I remember that punch. It was real. It really just really brings the authentic look to it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm really, really happy with our fight scenes in that movie.
Now, you got other ones, but you can't talk about those. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
I got a couple more coming up. Uh-huh. They haven't really gone public, so I can't really be the one to let the cat out of the bag. Once they go public, I'll be more open about it. But
now, when you're on the set there, and now you've got dialogue as opposed to somebody they bring in and they shoot. That's the last time you see
him.
Yeah,
well, I mean...
There's a lot more to it then. I mean, is that you've got to not only be able to do the physical part of it, but now you've got to be able to...
Well, it's just all about character development. And the way to do that is, you literally sit down and say, okay, here's my character. Let's say... for a perfect example, my next character in Demon Fighter, I'm playing an angry white racist, right, who does not like Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I know who he is, I sit down and write all this out. You know, what's his background? Where was he born? I create a dialogue and a background of who this person was, and I become that person.
Wow. And by the way, if you know Tony, he's not like that at all.
No,
I just want to point that out. And that's where the acting comes in. Okay, Tony, we got like a couple minutes left. Again, let's go back over the class for the women is going to be.
Okay, yes, the free ladies self-defense class is going to be September 22nd from 10 a.m. to noon. It'll be located at Rice Brothers Jiu-Jitsu at 2445 Athens Avenue. You can call me directly at area code 530-941-9069 with any questions, but it's open and free to anybody. Bring your daughter, bring your friend. It's going to be it's always a good turnout, and it's always a lot of fun. So.
Okay, and it gives confidence, and it helps people that if how to break contact with somebody that's being in your face or maybe grabs your arm, you know, they want, hey, you got any money, you know, that come up to you, so you're kind of like, you know, you get yourself in position ready to defend yourself or be able to leave.
Right, it's giving confidence back to those who need it.
Yeah. He also, of course, teaches all the time in young people.
Yeah,
you've got a lot of students like that.
I do.
And I saw Tony. You gained. What did you gain? 25 pounds for a movie?
Oh, for the last role, I gained. I was 218. I got up 241. So
something
pounds.
And then
maybe?
you've lost it back again.
Yeah,
but we were watching Tony get bigger every time we saw him.
Yeah, every time when a movie's coming because I started putting on the weight. But I work out all the time. But when a movie roll, that's when I start. Depending on what I need, I either get bigger or smaller.
Tony, thanks a lot for being with us
today. I really
appreciate
it. Thank you.
Well, you know what? When I heard that you were giving that free class, and, of course, I see Tony on a regular basis anyway out in the range, and then the things you've been doing lately with all this, and it's kind of cool to see somebody from – see the Cottonwood Kid on the big screen.
I'm just living the dream.
You start out with, you know, a quick shot of you might identify you or not, but now you're in that long enough so that we
and
know
I get
who
to work with some of my actors that I look up to that I've always admired watching their movies. I get to work next to them, so it's pretty cool.
Michael Perry.
Yeah, I've worked with Michael Paré twice, and I possibly have another one coming up with him soon.
He's this is a guy that has got a long and varied background in movies. Anyway, Tony, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Everybody have a great weekend. Remember all the things that are going on, and it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down.